cheap foods. We all love cheap foods, like ramen noodles.
Oh, okay. You mean like that? Okay.
Yeah, like cheap foods that we've had in our life that we go, that's, it cost me a dollar, but you know what? In a pinch, I kind of like it.
Like Kraft mac and cheese.
Kraft mac and cheese is awesome, and it's still like $1.68 a box.
I just saw a commercial for it the other day, and I was like, how come I don't eat that anymore? That was delicious.
Oh, no. I've graduated to like the good mac and cheese with the liquid cheese. But then every now and then, I will go back to the powdered cheese, mac and cheese, because it's so good.
Right. We all grew up on that. I feel like that's a flavor that it's like it's a non-cheese cheese flavor. And when you eat regular mac and cheese, like I had a Stouffer's mac and cheese, and I was like, this tastes like real cheese. I need to go back to, to the powdered stuff. That's the good stuff.
That is the good stuff. And you can't fake it. So you can't get the cheap off-brand Kraft. You just got to get the mac and cheese. So they said, all right, people, what cheap foods do you just love? Number 20 on the list, raw cookie dough.
I thought we're not allowed to eat that anymore.
Now, people still get it. I mean, there's raw cookie dough ice cream now.
Well, I saw raw cookie dough that is not, it has no eggs in it. Like a raw cookie dough that you can eat, the cookie dough. Yeah, like it says on it, you can eat it.
The people that eat raw cookie dough in their life, you can't tell them how to live. They're going to live their life the way they're going to live their life. Screw you. I'm eating raw cookie dough.
I've eaten raw cookie dough my whole life. I've never gotten sick.
Yeah, and I would be the one time I eat it, that's it. People say Oreos.
Well, I mean, everybody eats Oreos. That's not, but and that's they're not cheap.
Well, no, but there's more expensive cookies. But people say, you know, I like it. Give me Oreos all day long.
Well, you know how Oreos came out with every flavor in the world and they have the Lady Gaga Chromatica flavor. Like they've really partnered with everybody and there's M&M flavor and just pick a flavor. It's there. They have gluten-free Oreos.
Do they really?
Oh, they're so good, Anthony. Oh, I can't stop eating them. It's so bad. I know. When I saw that, I was like, I shouldn't. I got to try it. And I am telling you, every time I go to the supermarket, I'm like, oh, got to get my Oreos.
No, I think those taste like the Trader Joe Oreos, you know, the Trader Joe version of Oreos.
Yeah, really like aren't Hydrox. That good. Yeah.
Number 18 is a food group in the South, Slim Jims. People don't care what's in them. They eat them all the time. There's whole aisles in gas stations for Slim Jims.
Wow. Do they come in flavors?
They come in all different types of flavors. Okay. Hot, mild, spicy. This one tastes like deer. This one, it's so much.
That sounds gross.
Queso cheese dip. People love it in a jar.
Right here. Yep.
You eat it?
Are you kidding me? It's the greatest thing in the world. The Tostitos one I really like because especially the spicier one. Mm. Oh, my God. What I do is I let the chips sit in there and get all mushy. I like when the chips get mushy in there. It's like my favorite thing in the world.
People say they can eat an entire jar, the cheapest possible version, the better.
That's right.
So Trader Joe's really has a good cheese dip, they say, that you can buy.
It's probably healthy. And I think the idea of the cheese dip is to go for the unhealthy one. In fact, when I was in college, my favorite thing to do with my roommate, we'd still talk about it. We're like, we should go and get that. We would go to 7-Eleven because that was like right across the street from our apartment. And we would get a half coffee, half hot chocolate. We'd mix them together. And then we would get nachos, 7-Eleven nachos with all that cheese. Oh my God, that was our favorite dinner.
Next on the list, cheap foods that people love. Canned soup, like Campbell's.
Yep.
You love it.
Yep.
Yeah. You can't get better chicken noodle than Campbell's. You just can't.
Right. I wonder if that's because we all grew up on Campbell's. Like that was the one thing that everybody had as a kid, like our comfort food. And that's what we were introduced to. It's like, what's soup? This is soup. Oh, I love soup. So anything that's not Campbell's doesn't taste like soup.
And the chicken noodle, do you add the whole can of water into it?
God, no.
See, what, I don't either. People do that because it says it on the can. You got to add a cup of water. It's fine without the cup of water.
I don't got to do anything. It's I put a little bit of water in. I like it nice and thick and flavory.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I don't need it watery. And by the way, you cannot have that soup without crackers crumbled in. You have to have the premium.
Oh, yeah. And as much as the bowl will handle.
Right. That's right.
Until it's overflowing out of the bowl. That's exactly what you want. People say Taco Bell. It's cheap. They love it. 3 o'clock in the morning, bring it on.
Yeah.
Nacho cheese and tacos.
Their bean burritos are the greatest. They're terrible, but they're so good.
Frozen bagel bites.
Oh, I don't even know. Do they still make those? I don't think I've seen those in years.
They still make those, and they tear the shit out of your mouth. The top of your mouth will look like silly string as soon as you start eating them.
When I was growing up, we were poor and I wanted those because my friends would have them at their house. My mother couldn't afford to buy those are expensive. You buy a box of just the bagel bites. So she had English muffins and she would take sauce and mozzarella cheese and melt it on the English muffin. And that's what she would. That was my bagel bite. That's what I grew up with.
It's not the same, Mom. You can't go cheap on the bagel bites. They come in a box of 9. You take them out, you put them in the toaster oven. You come back 20 minutes later, they're done.
What am I, a Kardashian? I can't afford that. No, we didn't have that. We didn't have that growing up. We had English muffins and we liked it.
Next, Pillsbury cinnamon rolls in the can.
Yes, the sound it makes when you pop it open and then, oh my God, you toast them.
Drip the sugar all over the top of it.
Oh, yeah. You just cut it and just put all the frosting on it.
But you have to eat it the minute it comes out of the oven. You can't let it sit out or eat it the next day. No, you got to have it right then.
Well, the weird thing about those cinnamon rolls is like if you don't eat them immediately, like if you literally put it down, turn around and get a glass of milk and turn back, it's hard.
Exactly. So you got to eat it right then.
Immediately, straight out. Otherwise, literally 2 seconds later, rock.
Number 12, people say is the absolute perfect food. It's the McDonald's sausage McMuffin with egg. It is the perfect food. I agree.
Right. Well, as a vegetarian, I've never had it, but I'm sure people love it. I know they love it.
The chicken bouillon powder. Is that a thing?
Yeah. The Knorr's is the company, KNORS, and it's a little yellow box and they're little square pieces.
What do you do with it?
You just put the little square piece in water and it makes soup.
Oh.
Yeah.
Never heard of that. Now we're in the top 10 cheap foods that people love. Canned garlic, number 10.
Canned garlic? I've never heard of that.
Yeah, there's a whole minced garlic in a can. Number 9, yes, my freezer right now stuffed with it. Frozen chicken pot pies. My kids will eat those until their heads pop off.
Really? Frozen chicken pot pies. Okay.
They love those. Like, you have no idea. Favorite thing ever. That is Marie Callender.
Oh, Marie Callender. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. So she makes a good pot pie.
You throw it in the microwave for like 10 minutes and it's done. It'll burn the shit out of your mouth. So you have to let it sit out for a little bit. But it's something my kids can take out of a package, put in the microwave, and they'll eat it all day long. So when you go, you got to buy 18 boxes of it.
Because they go fast.
Number 8, you can try any peanut butter in the world, Jif creamy peanut butter. They said, that's it.
Oh, I'm a Skippy girl.
You're a Skippy girl?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it's Skippy or nothing. Sorry, Jif.
But I tried to get the natural that you got to stir. It's not as good.
Yeah, no, it's all that oil. No, thank you. No, Skippy, thank you.
Yeah, number 7, Kraft box mac and cheese.
See, I'm telling you, I was literally craving. I saw the commercial the other day, and I'm still thinking about it. The minute you said cheap food, I was like, Kraft mac and cheese. It came up immediately. even like the little tiny, they make a noodle that you can't get anywhere else. Mm-hmm. Like their little elbow pieces are just, it's their own thing. You literally can't go buy those. You can't replicate it and make your own. It's not possible.
No, and you can't get that cheese anywhere. And you can't put like real cheese in it because it sucks. You got to have that cheese and the right amount of butter. The person can have the right amount of butter and milk in the mac and cheese. You can't have too much, too little. It's got to be perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
Number 7, microwave popcorn.
Oh, yeah. All day long.
Store-bought canned salsa, number 5.
Yep. Love that.
This person says, I'm Hispanic, and I know that making it at home by yourself is good. But you know what? I get it out of a can. It's just
I've
fine.
Never made salsa a day in my life. I have cooked full-on meals, like from scratch, Mexican food, whatever. And I will still always open a jar of salsa.
And this I don't understand. Number 4, canned corned beef hash.
Oh, corned beef hash?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's people that love corned beef hash. They love that. They love Spam. No, it's not my thing.
There's a guy down the road. He's probably 3 miles down the road. And he sells corned beef hash out of his garage.
Really? Is that legal?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's a sign. Open 8 to 8. He sells this crap.
Okay. Weird side hustle, but okay.
And you can tell it's that guy because he's got a big Bigfoot in his front yard. So that's the place to go with the Bigfoot.
Can you imagine, like, that guy goes and buys a jet ski? Man, where'd you get a jet ski? That's corned beef hash money.
Dude, I mean, you know my house.
Right.
And people give directions by that guy's house. So there you go. Number 3, canned Parmesan cheese. Cover your pasta in it with white dust.
Yeah, I know the one they're talking about. Probably the Kraft one that comes in the green big, canister thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's another brand that I like at my store that I get. I mean, what's your other option? Buy the actual chunk and grate it yourself? What am I, an Italian restaurant? No.
Yeah. Well, I got time to do this? No. It's
sprinkle it on.
Bucks,
get on with your life. Yeah.
$3 and it comes in that. And it really doesn't taste like anything. It looks pretty on the spaghetti. That's all there is.
No, it's delicious.
Number 2, instant ramen noodles.
Yep. I feel like I haven't had those since when I lived by myself. I feel like once you get into a relationship, ramen noodles is one of those things that's almost like masturbating. It's almost like porn. It's the kind of thing that you do by yourself, but you don't do in front of another person.
It's a way to look at it. I haven't had them. I haven't had them since Wednesday. So.
Oh God. Wow.
Because at work. I got the blue water thing outside my office. So yeah. I go to that, I put the hot water in it, and you put it on your desk, you let it sit there for 3 minutes, and then you eat it.
Right.
And it's so good.
But that, again, that's a by yourself. You don't eat that with, you never buy two things of ramen noodles. That's something you eat by yourself.
Yeah. You don't sit down as a family.
No. Okay, kids.
Tonight's ramen noodles.
Okay, kids, another minute, and then you can have it.
Number 1 cheap foods people love, yes, gas station hot dogs. They're rolling up and down right now as we speak, and people
going
there.
They're waiting for you.
And they see the rolling goodness on the conveyor belt thing, and they just go, I got to have it.